While TikTok has been a cause for increased screen time for users, one community on the app is devoted to posting all about reading, BookTok. Welcome to Above the Fold, the weekly news podcast from the Daily Iowan. I'm your host, Natalie Dunlap. This episode comes from the 80 hours section of our paper about BookTok's influence on how libraries and bookstores operate, as reported on by Charlie Heckman and Riley Dunn. Sam Helmick, Iowa City Public Library Community and Access Services Coordinator, said they have witnessed reading enthusiasts communicating on other platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vine before TikTok's initial launch.
So the book influencer sort of started in that era, and then I've noticed quite a wonderful explosion of that during the pandemic closures, where we had everything from Zoom book clubs to silent book clubs that you would do in two different cars across a parking lot. So it's definitely influenced the library world, not only in what we're able to purchase and how we try to reflect what the community wants. Also in the way that we discuss books and open the doors to discussion, where we're not necessarily the facilitators leading the conversation, we are reflecting back the conversation as it kind of unfolds for our community with creating containers, snacks, book lists, but then also extra copies of things.
If you've browsed shelves at your local bookstore or library, you may have seen such displays of trending reading material. Helmick says these online conversations about popular books are changing attitudes about so-called guilty pleasure or lowbrow books.
What is of literary and artistic merit has changed, right? Mm. I think we're opening up our minds and our hearts to the notion that there are things that are going to be award winners and game changers, and they're going to be part of the canon of literacy for years to come. But then there are other things that are like my beach read, my romance, what people have often referred to as guilty reads, as if there's any sort of a thing that you should feel guilty about. And I think we're recognizing the value of those things, that those hold as much value and meaning to our lives and the way we navigate the world and understand it as the others. So I think that there's something to be said about leveraging this energy and trying to, like what we do in libraries, curate it and amplify it for the greatest amount of good.
Along with the joys that reading these fan favorite books can bring, there are also some practical and creative concerns. Helmick says it can sometimes be challenging to keep up with the demand while ensuring the library is making the best use of its resources. Additionally, Helmick doesn't want the reading experience to be dictated too strictly by algorithms.
But then there's also that element of artificial intelligence, and if we're starting to just find the notes or the patterns of book talk that hit high, we are going to be too heavily leaning into algorithms that then feed into artificial intelligence and may take away from the creativity and the humanity of the writing and reading experience. And so I want us to all sort of continue to think, how do we celebrate and practice reading, but at the same time safeguard what has always made it precious and unique and human?
Still, the online community has inspired people to pick up more books for the sake of pleasure reading. Learn more about BookTok's impact on the literary community in the full article from Charlie Heckman and Riley Dunn. Thank you for listening to this episode of Above the Fold.